Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's November 2nd, 2011. The Deepwater Horizon incident of April 2010 led to an increase in national concern over the security of the nation's offshore energy infrastructure. A group led by Stephen Caldwell, a director in GAO's Homeland Security and Justice team, recently reviewed the Coast Guard's efforts to ensure the security of such offshore facilities. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Stephen to learn more.
Can you provide a little bit of background about why Congress requested this report?
Well, anyone that watches the media knows about the Deepwater Horizon. This was a huge oil spill, the largest one in U.S. history. And preceding the oil spill, there was actually an explosion on this rig, a fire that burned for 3 days before the rig entirely collapsed, and it led to the spilling of over 4 million gallons of oil and drastic economic and environmental effects in the Gulf of Mexico and particularly some of the coastal areas in Louisiana and other states. A lot of the people that we work for in Congress that are interested in security were concerned that terrorists might see that. In fact, with some of the capture of Al-Qaeda leaders recently, there's been several reports that one of the things they were specifically targeting was maritime energy supplies and these types of facilities. And I do have to note that the Deepwater Horizon was not a security or terrorist incident. It was an accident.
Your report looks specifically at two different types of offshore energy infrastructure. Can you explain the distinction that you make here?
Yeah, the two facilities are, first of all, offshore facilities, which would include your typical oil rig, which is in terms of which is doing production of oil. And then it would be a drilling rig, sometimes called a mobile offshore drilling unit, such as the Deepwater Horizon, which just goes out there for drilling. Once those exploratory drills are done with their work, then they hook it up to a more production facility, the traditional oil rig. The second type of facility is a deep water port. So this would be a port, for example, that is offshore that very large oil tankers or gas tankers would pull up to, and it's almost like the reverse of a gas station. Then they hook up to this connection at this port, and again, through submarine pipelines, these then move to shore for the gas or the oil.
What are some of the actions that the Coast Guard is currently taking to help ensure the security of these sorts of facilities? And then on the other side, what are some areas in which they could improve?
Yeah, there's three basic actions. Two of them we report on very positively, and one of them not so positively. But the first one of those is the Coast Guard does review security plans for all of these facilities, and we did find they did a good job of that. The Coast Guard also has a plan for the whole Gulf of Mexico in terms of how to protect facilities out there. In addition, the Coast Guard has exercised these plans, and we did look at an exercise that was held. It was a very large national-level exercise that actually looked at terrorist threats to offshore energy facilities. And the Coast Guard and other agencies wrote up an after-action report. They followed up on those actions to try to resolve those, so that was very positive. Where we found the Coast Guard's actions to be weaker were on the side of the actual inspections of these facilities. Coast Guard was not doing a good job tracking the inspections of those facilities. They did a relatively low number of the required inspections. For example, the number of inspections ranged from 13% to about maybe 50% of the required inspections they should have done that they did not do.
What is GAO recommending in this report?
The main areas for improvement were in the recommendations we made is that the Coast Guard improve its policies and procedures for tracking those inspections to make sure that they're done. The Coast Guard's database for inspections needs to be modified so that they can do a better job actually tracking these facilities. And then we found the same problems really for the deepwater ports as we found for the offshore oil rigs, in that Coast Guard should really consider whether they should have the same kind of oversight for deepwater ports since they face very similar threats.
For taxpayers affected by the Deepwater Horizon incident and interested in what the government is doing to prevent similar incidents in the future, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Yeah, I'd say that the bottom line of our report is more needs to be done. GAO's done other work on the Deepwater Horizon oil spill as well and come to similar conclusions. But I'd say one of the important points is there has been a top-to-bottom reevaluation of the whole situation in terms of security, safety, and environmental protection out there. There's been reports by the agency themselves. There's been a presidentially appointed national commission who has looked at it. And there's been a number of congressional hearings, including the hearing we just had, which GAO testified at.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.